Hey everyone, my name is Steffi and this episode is for you if you feel like you never have time or you just feel overwhelmed and stressed out. If someone tells you that they don't have time, 99% of the time, that's a lie. And if you tell people that you don't have time, that's a lie as well. I'm not talking about family emergencies or maybe you're working two jobs like I did for a while or 12-hour shifts. Yes, then you really don't have a lot of time. But when someone does not have time, it is because they choose to not have time. Maybe they are afraid to tell you because it might hurt to hear that someone does not want to spend time with you. Some people choose to follow other interests and activities, and that is totally fine. But the excuse itself to not have time gets very, very old. Let's start from the beginning. Every day has 24 hours. The day has 24 hours for everyone, regardless of wealth, social status, job, etc. 24 hours, we all have them every day. I would like to do a little experiment with you. If you're really dedicated to change something in your life, try the following. Write down how you spent these 24 hours in a diary or journal, any notebook you have, or on your phone in the Notes app or any other app. So the time that you sleep, obviously, the time that you eat, the time that you work, and also the time that you watch TV, especially the time that you scroll on your phone and the time that stuff takes from you. Only if you do that, you don't have to do it for a full week, but I recommend it. But if you do this for a few days, you can really understand what happens with your 24 hours. Now, look at your journal or your notebook and find out if the things you're doing make sense, especially the ones that take the most time. Obviously, not sleeping, because sleeping and working is something we just have to do. But if there's something that you're doing a lot during the week, is it something good? Does it bring you value? Is it a hobby? Is it a creative outlet? Are you blogging? Or are you spending your time with chores and stuff that do not really bring value to your life? For example, I often wanted to read more, but I never had time. Well, I was lying to myself. I actually had the time to read, but chose to spend it elsewhere. Instead of starting to read my books, I accumulated even more books. I was ordering online, I was buying them. But these books looked at me. They were screaming for attention. And the more books I gathered, the more attention they wanted. Which leads me to the silent to-do list. Something from the book Goodbye Things by Fumio Sasaki. Something that really resonates with me, and I believe with a lot of people, is the silent to-do list. Everything that you own needs attention and maintenance. Like with the stack of books I accumulated to feel more like an intellectual. The unwashed dishes. They yell at you when you walk into the kitchen. The unopened stack of papers. They ask you to sort through it every time you walk by. Your plants are asking you to water them, to repot them, especially the ones that don't look so fresh anymore. Your movie library, both online and, well, as DVD, if you're still collecting some. They're asking you, hey, did you not want to watch us? Everything wants your attention. You feel overwhelmed. And often, instead of doing something and starting, you do nothing. Or you start doom scrolling, or you start binging another series. You're overwhelmed by the tasks, the silent to-do lists, and the examples are infinite. A cooking book you wanted to try out, a new kitchen machine you wanted to use. And now the supposedly helpers come into play. At least for me, IKEA and other furniture stores and Amazon are the supposedly helpers. Because often in these situations, when we are overwhelmed, we want to have those helpers. So instead of minimizing, we will order or buy organizers, folders, boxes, new shelves, cabinets, all the stuff that we can hide our clutter in. And we can use all these items to hide the chaos from us. Chaos in our head, however, stays. Trust me, next time you open this drawer, you're going to feel exactly the same. The silent to-do list is back. I personally feel that IKEA is the antagonist of every minimalist. With their hiding clutter furniture and all that hidden space, it's a paradise for every maximalist. So I do believe that the profit machine of those companies is firing up against our need for more space and less stuff. Now that I told you the reasons that I believe are responsible for you never having any time or feel like you're never having time, I of course want to give you the antidote to this overwhelming feeling, but because our 8 minutes are up, I will tell you in the next episode and you don't have to wait 1 week for it. I will bring out a special Easter episode on Saturday, just tomorrow, and I will tell you in this episode a few ways how you can start to declutter and minimize without being too overwhelmed, because maybe you cannot spend your Easter vacation as you would usually do, so you have a little bit of more time, hopefully with your family, but if not, then maybe to get an overview of your stuff, your life. If you write the journal with how you spend your time, you can start to find out what you really want to do, and I hope my next episode helps you to live a more stress-free and enjoyable life that we are all seeking. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Easter!